What is up, podcast listeners of this week in the Rio Grande Valley and the Alexa users? Big shout out to you guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is your host, Eddie Picasso, and this is This Week in the Rio Grande Valley. So it's going to change up a little bit on this one just because it's been a fun and tenuous the right word? Anyways, it's been a fun and busy time being able to get guests on and stuff like that. So I kind of want to change gears a little bit, and it's two different things. I felt like I haven't been providing as much value as I want to, even though the people that are coming on board are super amazing. They provide a wealth of knowledge and just some unique perspectives on what the Rio Grande Valley and Weslaco has to offer. In the same token, I'm out there looking for people to come on the podcast, asking for people. And I still have some in mind, and there's still some that I'm already committed to bringing on the podcast, which are going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. I think, and as I'm saying it right now out loud, I think I'm going to cut back a little bit as far as the guests that I'm going to be bringing on board, maybe bringing one at a time a week, and then provide as much value as I can on the second episode, because I really want to, what I really want to do is put out the information as far as what the market and what daily living in the Rio Grande Valley is like. Like I said, the people that I'm bringing on board, they're amazing, and they provide a great, unique perspective to the daily living in the Rio Grande Valley, which is super awesome. But there's just so much more that I want to talk about, that I want to catch up on as far as the real estate market and just the economy, the local economy, where we're at, the changes that are coming. There's been talks. About 2 years ago, I read an article that there was going to be an economic slowdown within the next, 12 to 24 months, something like that. And now that conversation is coming up again, now that it's been two years almost. So there's a lot of changes coming. There's a lot of things that are being talked about out there. And I want to address those things and how they affect us here in the Rio Grande Valley as a community. I've been talking to some investors just because there's been some investment opportunities that have been coming up valley-wide, and they're considering the market, the state of the market conditions, and they're looking at it from a bird's eye view, a 300-foot view, of that nationwide view, being pretty much looking at it from the national standpoint. And what I have mentioned is that yes, that is something to consider, but our economy here in Texas, specifically the Rio Grande Valley, we're a lot more conservative as far as the risk that we take when it comes to the local economy, to the real estate market. We've got such a dynamic here along the border that our economy is a little bit different than everywhere else, so therefore we don't see the big upswings and downswings. That is why the cost of living is just so much more affordable down here than anywhere across the United States. When I reactivated my license a couple months ago, my real estate license, I realized that a lot of the properties now, it wasn't uncommon to see home prices in the $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 range, which means that, I mean, yes, we're seeing those spikes, but the downfall or the opposite side, I don't foresee that. That is just what's trending. Like, that we're seeing higher prices, but it's not really the norm, and it's not the medium or the average home prices in the area. That is sticking around to the $150,000 range if we take the market as a whole, as an average. And so that pretty much means that we haven't seen, if we look at the entire picture in the Rio Grande Valley, we haven't seen those big spikes. Yeah, we're starting to see those neighborhoods that are in the $250,000, $500,000 range, but it's not the norm, and there's definitely the opposite side of the spectrum that kind of averages out the rest of the economy, the rest of the market. So we're still in that 150-ish average range and median range. So I don't see much to worry about. Yes, the economy, the global economy is super important to keep our eyes on. But I think that the investments, the international investments coming in, are kind of puts us in an interesting on an interesting point here as far as the economy goes here. So I don't see any large upswings or downswings in the near future, but we'll have to see about that. It wouldn't be the first time that I'm wrong. So I'm actually headed to the island right now. So I've been working with some clients for over 2 years when I first started investing in real estate, and I wanted to be involved in the South Padre Island market. And so I did a lot of marketing out there, and I've been talking to clients. And then now that I reactivated my license, I'm working. I reopened the lines of communication with a lot of my previous clients, and so we ended up. I ended up referring one of my leads to another agent that we actually have on the island, just because he's just more knowledgeable about the market, and I would be doing a disservice if I tried to play the market when it is not my backyard. And so I thought I would do a disservice to my client if I didn't just refer it to the expert that's local on the island. So I did that last week. Well, when I did that, I actually I wanted to take some drone footage of the house before I came back home, so I can help our colleague out there on the island promote the property. Unfortunately, I ran out of memory on my memory card and battery, because I had just used it for the park here in Isaac D. Rodriguez Park, my drone. So when the client actually saw my drone, he was telling me that he had one up in Houston, and he ended up getting it caught on a tree that held the drone for about a week through the rain and all that stuff, until it finally came down and it was still working, but he wasn't able to play with it. So when he saw my drone, he was like, man, like, he actually asked me if I could show him how to fly the drone, because he saw me flying it. So I told him I would, and I promised him I would go back when the weather was better, and when I had a specifically the weather, but also I needed to recharge the battery and get a memory card and all that good stuff. So I've been waiting it out this whole week, waiting to see if this weather got better. It's been really foggy, really musty, and so I haven't been wanting to make the drive, just because I didn't want to make the drive in vain. But I called this morning. I know there's a cold front coming in tomorrow, by the way. Be prepared for that cold front coming in tonight and in the middle of the night tonight into tomorrow. So this is probably the best weather that we're gonna see for the remainder of the week. And so I called him this morning and to see how the weather was predicted out there, so I could take my drone, have at it, try to play with my drone and all that good stuff. So he said that it usually the fog recedes around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So like, man, okay. So I got to go to an open house earlier today, which is, I'm gonna talk about that on the next segment, just because oh my gosh. So we tend to beat ourselves up about stuff, and I've said it before, things don't always work out the way that you plan, and a lot of times we just beat ourselves up about it, and it kind of takes us in a downward spiral where it puts us in a lousy state and it's hard to get out of it. So I kind of want to talk about that, because it affects your everyday living here in the Rio Grande Valley, as far as who you are as a person, who the things that you get accomplished, whether it's at home, at work, whatever it is you're buying, especially if you're in the middle of buying a house. It's hitting the wall. Having to deal with the everyday life is like hitting a wall, and it gets pretty frustrating. It gets overwhelming. So I want to talk about that in the next segment. So I'm headed to South Padre Island right now to go catch up with our client and talk to him a little bit and have him play with the drone. And I was feeling a little bit down, just because I'll talk about it on the next segment, but it had to do with that open house. So I figured I had time to go to that open house. We teamed up with the rest of the agents, or some of the other agents in the office, and we headed out to that open house, which was an amazing, gorgeous house, which I should have, could have, would have, but it's water under the bridge, and that's what I want to talk about the next segment. Again, I keep repeating myself, but just because it's so important. And we ended up going, and I figured I had enough time to go to the open house, take everybody back to the office and then go to the island. So I'm on my way to the island right now. I felt a little bit down, so I felt like it would be a good, the end of this segment would be a good stopping point to actually stop for an energy drink, a Bang, by the way, and have a break, get re-energized, refocus, jump around, prime again, and then get back on to the next segment where we're going to be talking a lot more about the state of mind, about the local community, and how you yourself as a person can make a big change here in the Rio Grande Valley. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you in the next segment. I love you guys. Peace. Hey, welcome back, podcast listeners and Alexa users. So this is Eddie Picasso, and I'm your host for this week in the Rio Grande Valley. Have you ever heard of that story of Acres of Diamonds? I can't remember the name of the author. I know it's a super popular book, very classic book. And it reminded me of the conversation I was having today with my buddy Leo, and what I went through today at the open house also. So Acres of Diamonds it has to do with a farmer who sells his ranch, travels the world to find his own acres of diamonds. He wants to go mine for diamonds, and he sells his ranch, his livelihood, his farm, and travels the world to find his acres of diamond, only to find to go broke, feel like a failure, and throw himself into the abyss, pretty much. And shortly after that, the people who bought the farm end up finding acres of diamonds in their own backyard in the farm that he had just sold. So it's super important. I think that story is super amazing, because a lot of times we spend our lives chasing those acres of diamonds, and the grass always seems greener on the other side, as they say. And I think that a lot of times we tend to look elsewhere when we only need to look into our own backyard and find our own acres of diamonds. And the conversation I had today, along with this open house, I started thinking about the market that I was in, and what the market is like in other areas of the Rio Grande Valley. And I just remembered that Acres of Diamond and what gems we have here in West Laco. So tune in for this next segment where I'll go into more detail. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. Peace. Hey, welcome back, podcast listeners of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley. And Alexa users, thank you for tuning in. This is Eddie Picasso, and I am your host. So, still driving to South Padre Island right now. Got a short drive, a little bit more of a drive left. And but I wanted to start this episode or this segment just because so much to say, so much to cover. And so, Acres of Diamonds, I mentioned that, right? And I went to the earlier to an open house in Edinburgh on Pepper Ridge, and man, I just sometimes I'm so surprised at how disconnected I've become with the Rio Grande Valley, just because of my travels and how long I was away working out of town. And when I go into some of these properties, by the way, this house in Pepper Ridge Estates, humongous house, gorgeous house, 4 bedroom, 3 baths, has an office, game room, swimming pool, such an amazing house. And so I've been documenting a lot of my journey recently, and I was hoping, the plan was to capitalize on these open houses and all that good stuff to document a lot more of the journey and have some better content to put out. And I just got so overwhelmed with not only the how many people my coworkers knew that I didn't, and how well they knew their market and I didn't, and it just sunk in. It was a hard truth to realize, like, wow, there's so much more I've got to learn, so much more I have to learn about the market. And it's like I know that it affected me deep down inside, because I wasn't myself. I didn't do my lives. I posted pictures. I did some stuff, but I didn't feel like I provided the value like I wanted to. I didn't do a full live feed. I ran out, that mental block, man, I just, getting in a lousy state puts that mental block, and you don't think right, you're not as creative, you're not yourself, and I, it took me some time to realize it. I wasn't able to snap out of it in time. We were there, we ate, we looked at the house, my buddy, AB, took some real nice live feeds, did a real good live footage on it, and so it was, he did his part, and I just felt like when I saw his video, like, man, I so under-delivered, and it was like, oh, like, it's this weight that just comes over you, right? And I started, it was a downward spiral I was talking about. You get into that lousy state and you start beating yourself up about it, and you start going on that downward spiral, that pitfall. And I could have done this, I could have, I should have, I would have. And it's like, it's one thing after another. I started seeing how much better I could have done, all the different angles I could have gotten. And then I started scrolling to some of the Instagram feeds, and I started seeing other agents, other have some amazing photos and amazing profiles. And it's like, ah, that was my chance. Like, I had a gorgeous house I was in that I could have been promoting to my audience, and that I could have been showing them, giving them access to. And ah, big aha moment right there, giving them access to. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, just because of the conversation I had earlier today and the value, the given value, and knowing your self-worth. So it was a missed opportunity, but it was just enough. Subconsciously, it was just enough to put me in that downward spiral. And it's like, oh my gosh, I could have done so much more, until I started kind of reflecting, and that self-awareness kicked in on my drive home to get ready for this drive to South Padre Island. And I started realizing, like, man, like, what am I doing? Like, why? I know why I'm feeling like this, because I'm comparing myself to other people. I'm comparing myself to AB. I'm comparing myself to the other agents that have their social media profiles. And you just got to do you. You got to stay 10 to 2, right? 10 to 2, stay in your lane. And it's like, the more that you try to compare yourself to other people, you try to keep up with the Joneses, it's like, you're never gonna, there's always gonna be somebody better than you, and there's nothing that'll knock you down faster and harder than to compare yourself to other people. So Gary Vee is adamant about focusing on yourself, putting your head down and getting to work, and the engagement that you do, that engagement to be with your audience, with the people that you value. And it's easy to get away from that. It's easy to forget about that and get on that grind and beat yourself up when the going gets tough, man. And it's just like, it took me a little bit, and as soon as I realized that, like, that's what I'm doing, I snapped out of it. Did my heavy breathing, my priming, a little short quick priming, and I snapped out of it, right? And I started realizing, like, I'm doing it. Like, and when I say I'm doing it, is like, I was talking to my friend Leo earlier, who I'm trying to get him to do a podcast, just because he's got access to so many amazing people out in LA. And I think he would do just a tremendous amount of service to a lot of people by being able to connect with these influencers and sharing their message to even more people, so they can reach more people. And it's kind of a personal subject. It's a touchy subject for me, just because I care so much about him, and I know that he can do so well. And it's just like that. Like, how do I get it to click, right? But at the same time, I'm looking at it, and he mentioned, which I'm super grateful for him saying it, that he likes talking to me because I give him a different perspective on things. And my joke to that was that, yeah, like thanks, I appreciate you saying that, but I don't know why I can't make it work for me. And now that I'm talking about it, now that I'm saying everything out loud, it's like, we all see, it's all about perspective. We get tunnel vision, and we just see things in the moment. We see things at the surface level, and we forget to back up, reflect, and give it a 300-foot view of what things are like. And I realized that I was doing the same thing, what I was trying to tell him, to kind of make him aware that, oh my gosh, like, you can give so much value to other people just by being able to connect with all these influencers and being able to share their message with even more people, get their message across to even more people. And then that whole negative self-talk, right, is like, man, if I had access to those sort of people, like, man, I would be able to like do so much stuff. And like, if I could do things. But at the same time, I forget about my acres of diamonds. I forget about looking at things and seeing things greener on the other side of the fence. Because although it's a different situation, a different scenario, the limiting beliefs, the stories are just the same. He feels like he wants to be able to provide that value. It's not he's not aware of his self-worth. And it's like the same, I put myself in the position where if I could only have access to those people, right? If I could only interview them. And it's like, but why do I need these people? It's kind of the same thing I told him, but why? Because he wants to go all fancy with studio and this and that. He wants to be on par with other big podcasters. And it's like, and I asked him the same question, but why do you have to have that? Like, why are you letting that stop you? And it's like, when I started thinking about the market and like, man, these guys really know what they're doing. They really know their market. They've got so much more potential just because they're in that Edinburgh hot area, that specific area. And I started thinking, man, like, crap, I'm doing the same thing. Like, I'm telling these stories. I'm running these stories in my head that I can't do this because I can't do that because, and I'm limiting myself. Like, man, that's kind of why I'm thinking of changing, not changing. I don't want to say change, because when I say change, I'm afraid that people are going to think like, oh, well, he's going to mess it all up. But I want to improve it and really provide that value, because even though I may not have access to those influencers right now, I still have that value. I have a self-worth to be able to provide value to people. So maybe I don't have access to those influencers right now, but maybe I will in the future. The more value that I provide to an audience, Ryan, the more value I provide value to you guys, the more people start tuning in, maybe I can start bringing more people at a higher level, local influencers, and then move up the ranks in that way. Not me move up the ranks, but the level of influencers that I can bring on. And so that's what that has to do with that. And when I started thinking about the acres of diamonds, it's like I'm always thinking that I always get the short end of the stick, right? And I grew up, it wasn't until the age of 34 that I was realistic with myself and really had a heart-to-heart with myself and realized that I didn't have the best upbringing that I had. My mother was a single mother raising two kids. She was a first-generation immigrant with no education. She had education in Mexico, but not here. And she didn't know any English, right? And I let that stop me for a very long time, thinking that I wasn't privy of the what a lot of other people had. That other people benefited from, the opportunities that they had. And this country is all about making your own opportunities. It's prime for that. It's ripe for that. And so I started thinking like, man, that was my thinking then. Now that I'm in Westlake, I'm like, crap, I needed to be in McAllen, in Edinburgh. Why can't I be in those areas? Like, why is it that my life takes me another direction? And then I started, it was a limiting belief, right? It's that same story over and over again. And I caught myself like, oh my gosh, like I'm doing it again. Westlake was such a gem. I just want to say that I realized like, man, like, so Jeremiah 29:11, and this is probably not the first time that you hear this from me, but Jeremiah 29:11 says that, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future," right? And that stuck to me because I always get into that mentality, that grind, that tunnel vision, and I always end up saying like, why me, why this, why that? Because I'm only going in one direction and I'm not looking at the big picture. So maybe I was meant to be in West Laco just because it's such a hidden gem. Like, there's so much opportunity coming forward. We just heard it from Johnny Cisneros last week. I just read that article where they interviewed Mario Monsivais, Montealto, or something like that, who's going to be doing a renovation project in the downtown area of West Laco. So it's just a matter of carving out the opportunities, finding that those acres of diamonds in your own backyard. And I realized, like, man, like, I've been given such a amazing opportunity to be in West Laco, and I'm always comparing myself to other people, comparing my market to other markets, when I could be just providing so much value in West Laco and letting it shine to the point where people notice what's always been there that they hadn't noticed before. And that's kind of where this comes all the way around, and that's kind of those epiphanies that I had with the acres of diamonds. And so that's kind of where we're at right now with this week in the Rio Grande Valley, pushing forward. It's going to be more of discovering all these hidden gems. I know if hopefully you guys have been enjoying some of the things that I've been putting out as far as the parks, the footage, the aerial shots with the drones at the parks here in West Laco. There's 15 parks, by the way, in the city of West Laco, 15 city parks, and I've only covered 3 of them. So that goes to show that there's just so much more ground to cover there in West Laco, and I shouldn't be worried about another market but my own, and provide that value in my own market, my own backyard, and really showcase the true gem that West Laco is. And so that's going to be next, and I'm really going to start dissecting the neighborhoods, the streets, the local businesses, you name it. And by the way, if you have any suggestions on that, let me know. If you have any questions, concerns, if you don't like what the heck I'm putting out there, let me know. I can provide you with what you want to hear, what you want to know about West Laco and the Rio Grande Valley if I don't hear from you. So please like, share, comment, review this podcast, and let me know. By the way, you can call into my podcast, ask questions, concerns on Anchor FM. Just log on to Anchor FM, and you can actually call in and post questions, concerns, comments, whatever you like, and I can post them on here on the episode so I can address those questions, those issues. So feel free to do that. I encourage you to do so. And that's where I'm going to stop it right here for this week in the Rio Grande Valley. I hope you took something out of this. I hope that this helps somebody out. I hope it touches close to home in one way or another. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I love you guys. Peace.